This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tomorrow, dining hall workers at Harvard University are expected to vote on whether to accept a tentative agreement between their union and the school. The workers have been on strike for 3 weeks now. WBUR's Fred Tice spoke with both sides today and has details of the agreement that's going to be voted on tomorrow. Fred, remind us why the dining hall workers have been on strike.
Well, they've been on strike essentially for two reasons. They make a little less than $35,000 a year, you know, somewhere north of $30,000, the average worker. And one of the reasons that happens is that they don't work a full year. They used to work maybe 9 months, a lot of them. Some say they now only work about 7 months out of the year between the holidays, you know, around the first of the year and then the summer. And so they wanted an increase in pay or some kind of coverage for that summer period. And then the other is that they oppose the fact that Harvard wanted to raise their copays for doctor's visits and for ER visits.
Okay, so does the tentative agreement address both those concerns?
Yes, according to the union president, Brian Lang, it does. The two key demands were that all the workers be paid at least $35,000 a year and that there would be no shifting of additional costs on members in the health care plan. And Lang says those two conditions were met. Harvard had also wanted to offer unemployment compensation to workers because they're not employed for so many months. Both sides checked and realized that that was not legal. So they came up with another plan where Harvard would offer a bonus to the workers to compensate them for their fallow months, if you will. And then with regard to health care, the workers will not have any increase in costs, according to Lang, out of pocket. They will not have to make payments for visits to the doctor or out of pocket payments, that is, to the doctor or to the hospital.
And that was specifically an issue that Harvard had not been moving on.
It had not moved on that in any of the negotiations with its other unions. And until last night, apparently, it had not moved on that in negotiations with the dining hall workers. And this agreement now is for 5 years.
So the union is made up of about 700 members. Is the leadership of the union recommending members pass this tomorrow?
Yes, it is. The bargaining committee of the union has unanimously approved this agreement, according to Brian Lang in a statement issued today. Brian Lang, the president of the union, they believe that this agreement addresses all of the concerns of all the members.
Have the students during this strike been actually eating in the dining halls when the workers aren't there?
They have been, yes. About half the dining halls have remained open and they've been staffed by management.
All right, WBUR's Fred Tice on the upcoming vote that could end the strike by dining hall workers at Harvard. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Lisa.